Hello, and welcome to The Alt Left.
Welcome everyone to a special recording of The Alt Left. Today is February 20th, 2021, and we had a wonderful episode. I mean, it was beautiful. It was great. We recorded this terrific episode, full of wonderful topics and issues, and then our entire data file got totally screwed up.
Yeah.
And we lost like an hour of
It was great.
Yeah, Kay was real happy about it.
Yeah.
Went to go do the editing, sat down, was all like cracking my knuckles and shit, and come to find that we're missing like 50 minutes of recording.
Yeah, it was
not 1-5, 5-0, yeah. 50.
And since all of us have full-time jobs, and some of us are going to school on top of that, we are limited on how we can record.
Speak for yourself. I'm part-time this year, baby.
Yeah, but you're taking 15 units in college. Yeah.
That doesn't like, take time. That's fine. It's
easy.
It's
easy to do.
No, my senior year is super easy. Anyway.
Yeah. But we digress.
So what we're going to do is just do a quick hot take so that we have something here for you guys. We don't ever want there to be a week without content unless there's a calamity or holiday. So we still wanted to talk about stuff because there is still relevant shit going on, and we will be joining you next week where our topic will be the war on drugs. Also, one of the things that got lost, we had a correction in the podcast that I wanted to put out there. Last week's podcast, I actually confused the names of Gerald Ford and Lyndon Jumbo Johnson. I had just watched an episode of The Crown, and I had a good old Jumbo on my mind when I was discussing Ford, who was the VP to Nixon. Now, everything I said about Ford, about who he was and who he was in the Senate and why he was like that, all the information is there just in your head when you hear it. Substitute Ford for Johnson and pretend that I'm smart, and you'll be all right. Usually the magic of editing helps that, but unfortunately that one snuck through, because I'm the guy who's supposed to be in charge of checking that kind of fact, and I'm the one who fucked up, so there you have it.
It's okay.
Episode 300, we'll have this down. So we're going to do just a quick little hot take today and talk about a couple things. Well, the other day I woke up and the sun was shining. And I don't know what it was, but I woke up and I just felt a little bit better. And then I found out, it turns out, Rush Limbaugh died.
Yep.
I mean, it was a joyous event.
Yeah.
Rest in piss.
Hold on there, Chris. He was a human being with a family and feelings and emotions, and his death is sad. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's partially correct.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit. Everyone knows
it. He definitely had a family, and he had feelings. And I hope his family recognizes what a monster he was. I hope his feelings are hurt forever. I'm really glad he got to die mad about the election. I do not believe he was a human being. That whole don't speak ill of the dead thing, that's for grandma who had a drinking problem. Not for people in positions of power, wealth, and privilege who made their careers harming others.
Absolutely.
It's one of the reasons why I didn't give John McCain a pass. Am I happy that John McCain showed up at the last minute battling cancer and saved the Affordable Care Act? Absolutely. Man's got my thanks. High five. Gold star. Great stuff. He also spent his entire career doing everything he could to harm the LGBTQ+ community.
Yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't work that way. You don't get to walk around destroying families for your career, and then at the last minute you do something that was, let's face it, the Affordable Care Act, we're talking about, this is what gives children who have bone marrow cancer the ability to live. So approving this is bare minimum. That's not even a good deed. He just stopped being a dick for a minute and did his job. That doesn't get you past the pearly gates.
It does if you're Christian, and remember? Deathbed confessions!
If that's how I feel about Arizona's Golden Boy, Rush Limbaugh, I hope, is burning in hell right next to Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher.
Absolutely. The guy was an abhorrent piece of crap. A racist, a bigot, a sexist, a homophobe, like every horrible piece of crap thing you can imagine. I mean, this guy was Marjorie Taylor Greene and Trump before Marjorie Taylor Greene and Trump were there.
Yeah, he spread lies in every broadcast, in everything that he ever said. It was nothing but lies. Very, very little truth in what he ever said.
And most of what he said was awful. Awful, just horrible.
Exactly. Whether it was truth or lies, the purpose of it, its intention, was always to cause harm and to cause harm to the most marginalized communities.
Absolutely.
Let's not forget, Rush Limbaugh came to power and gained a popularity. His career took off when news sources had to show both sides of a situation. Like, it wasn't until the law actually changed that broadcasters could make hyperbolic news that Rush Limbaugh even had a career. This guy could only exist in a Nazi echo chamber.
But here in the good old USA, man, like so many people on the right that have a platform, he gave credence to the absolute worst in our society. He gave them a voice. He made them feel united in much the same way that platforms like Facebook and Twitter and all social media have done. Whenever, or even Trump to an extent too, like whenever somebody of prominence or that is seen as having some sort of influence espouses the same ideas as the general populace, they feel emboldened to espouse those ideas and act on them. And that's what Rush Limbaugh did. He made an entire generation of bigoted pieces of crap feel like not only were they not alone, but they were right and they should feel great about their hatred.
Yeah, he gave a voice and confidence to the worst among us. And so to those who would say, like, well, he's dead, you have to respect him. Do you not agree that it's a good thing that Hitler is dead, that Stalin is dead, that awful people are dead? I mean, if someone's entire existence is built on hate, misery, and making the world a terrible place, it's okay to be happy they're dead. You're not the one who killed them. Like, you can make a moral argument that, like, yes, but maybe it's not ethically sound to go murder Rush Limbaugh. Like, whatever the finalities of where everyone sits on that issue, we could make a valid argument that regardless of how bad someone is, you could make an argument that I might not even necessarily agree with, but you could make a realistic argument that murder is still wrong. But we didn't kill Rush Limbaugh. He died. He finally absorbed enough sunshine and smiles that his heart gave out. He died of lung cancer. Like, no one murdered him. So it's like, I don't have to feel this, like, terribleness for I'm allowed to jump for joy that someone who did nothing but make the world a worse place has left the earth. That's okay. And I don't need to feel bad about it. And neither should you.
I had this conversation actually at work that morning when I saw that Rush Limbaugh died, because I had read it out loud and there were a couple other guys in the room and they were like, man, that's fucking harsh. And I was like, why? Just because I'm happy that this racist piece of shit died? I said, I didn't kill him.
Yeah.
I didn't. I feel bad for his family because, yeah, maybe he was a father and a, you know, a son and a brother to whoever, but I didn't kill him. And the world is a better place for him no longer being in.
And I hate to break it to you, if your family member was Rush Limbaugh, if you're Rush Limbaugh's cousin, your cousin was a piece of shit. If Rush Limbaugh was your uncle, sorry, your uncle was a piece of shit. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you a piece of shit. But I'm not going to tiptoe around, well, people loved him. Well, that's their problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care that people loved him.
Neither do I.
Hitler had a wife. Who gives a shit? Like, just because you are a person that is loved and capable of love does not make you a good person. And it does not make your death sad or tragic in any way. And it's like you said, Chris, we already, like, I don't think there's a single person on this planet on average, let's discount like neo-Nazis and racists and shit like that. But the average person, right or left, is not going to sit here and say it's tragic that Hitler died. Most of them will all go, yes, he should have died. So we already acknowledge that it is okay to do this. Now we're just quibbling all over when. And I'm sorry, there is not a single argument I have ever heard that in any way, at least with in any way, redeems him. Like, at least like you were saying with John McCain, there's a few good things that you can point to here and there. There's none of that for Rush Limbaugh.
Even if I disagree with everything about John McCain, which I do, something I can give John McCain, I never doubt his intentions. Like, even though John McCain was a bastard and I don't like the things he did and he caused irreparable harm to a shit ton of Americans through his bigotry, I don't think it was on purpose. Like, I don't think John McCain woke up and he's like, man, I can't wait to make more gay people cry.
He didn't start every day with the intent to subvert.
But Rush Limbaugh did. 100%. Rush Limbaugh woke up every day and was like, how do I fire up conservatives and how do I piss off everyone who disagrees with me and how do I cause harm to people I don't like? And that's the difference. John McCain did bad things. I do not approve of him. But John McCain was still an honest human being. And he's the one who I'll even grant you he was a person, because that was someone who was doing the best they could. Rush Limbaugh was doing the worst he could.
Mm-hmm.
He was absolutely trying to make the world a terrible place for greed, because he made money doing it.
Speaking of guys that should get fucked and things that don't make sense, let's talk about Ted Cruz.
All right.
Let's talk about Texas real quick. So they're buried in snow and no one has any idea when they're going to get any power or water back?
Thank God that climate change thing isn't real. Yeah, I heard the windmills were cranked up too high and that's why it's cold.
It's very true. The windmills were icing over and were causing all of the problems here.
So quick fact check for all of you out there, just so you know, the renewable energies in Texas account for about 10% of their power, number one. Number two, while it's true they were icing, there are methods to prevent this which Texas failed to employ. And the reason they failed to employ it is because there's a very strong anti-renewables element in there. They don't want to invest in them. Number two.
Well, and also it very rarely actually ices in Texas.
Exactly. But we know this happens. This isn't like, again, this isn't the first time that this situation has happened in Texas. It happened once 10 years ago. They were warned, you need to fix this or it'll happen again, and did nothing. Their power grid is completely privatized, and they did that for a very specific reason, to keep the federal government regulators out of their power grid. So Texas Indeed. Has complete control over what they say and do. This falls squarely on the feet of Texas, period. Now, that being said, and this is something I've tweeted about this a couple of times, and I've said it on our Facebook chat, but I want to be clear here. We all live in California. All of us know exactly what it was like when we're literally surrounded by burning hills and friends are being evacuated to their homes because of these fires, and people in the South are cracking jokes. Specifically, Ted fucking Cruz, the biggest piece of shit in this world.
Well, and the president of the United States is telling us it's because we didn't rake our forests enough.
Exactly.
As if Texas would be better at shoveling their driveways, this would be better. Well, and to insinuate that these forest fires are being caused by lack of raking when there's Jewish space lasers clearly causing this is insulting.
But regardless, the reason I said that is to say this. Attacking the people of Texas is not right. They're going through hell right now and they're fucking dying. We need to send them our support.
Agreed.
But their leadership?
Yeah, we have no interest in anybody dying. We don't want old ladies or young people or whoever dying of cold. That is a tragic thing. We want to be upfront first and foremost about this, that we don't wish anyone dead.
No, and we feel bad for Texas.
We feel horrible for Texas, and we wish that that things get better soon.
Yeah, exactly. And things are being done, but it is absolutely 100% okay to lobby any kind of criticism you want at their leadership. Specifically, pieces of shit like Ted Cruz, who decide we're in the middle of this shit because it's too cold for his pussy ass, him and his family are going to take off to fucking Cancun.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to Cancun. We're going to invite the neighbors.
I've made no illusions about my distaste for Ted Cruz. I joke often about how I troll him on Twitter. I will continue to troll him on Twitter, but this is just next level pieces of shit. Right now, Beto O'Rourke and AOC are doing more to help the citizens of Texas than fucking Ted Cruz is.
That's my favorite part, is that AOC did Ted Cruz's job while he was off cowering in Cancun.
Yep.
She's raised over $2 million that's going to go out to 5 different charities.
Yep.
Very soon. And Ted Cruz has done nothing but go on television, complain that Texas needs help when he's called out for the fact that he voted against things like aid for Katrina, aid for California. He doesn't want to talk about that. And all he wants to talk about is that Texas needs everyone's help. And then after all of that's over, we're going to Mexico. We're going to go to Cancun. We're going to get out of this shithole Texas and not freeze our ass off. Then when he gets called out for it, because the text messages were leaked and there's photographs of him in the airport with his kids. First thing that he can do is turn his ass around, get on standby for a flight to come back to Texas, has to fly coach back to Texas, and then now he's trying to blame it on his kids.
Yep.
Oh, I'm just dropping off my kids down in Cancun because we had a trip planned. It's the biggest bullshit story that he's ever fucking told, and I think the people of Texas are noticing it.
I certainly hope so, because not to draw back, but during the California wildfires, this is the same guy that was literally raging at our leadership here in California, blaming everything on all of it. He singled out our leadership. And again, I'm not going to say they're perfect. There's probably some things that they could have done, and that's fine. My problem is the hypocrisy, especially people like Ted Cruz, because for him, it isn't about representing the people that elected him. It's never been about that. It's about getting cheap political points, furthering their own agenda, staying in power, and reaping whatever benefits they can of the service on the backs of the working class that are paying for him to be in office and do this shit. It's ridiculous. Ted Cruz is the absolute scum of the earth. He's right up there with Trump, in my opinion. He's a piece of shit, and he's even more of a coward. I mean, Ted Cruz is the guy that railed against Trump during the primaries, during the election. Trump insulted his fucking wife, and the dude, as soon as Trump was the primary, Ted lined up right behind him and started kissing his ass, and he hasn't stopped since then. Ted Cruz is a monster. He's a piece of shit, and I hope he's the next one to go into the grave.
Yeah, I got nothing to say about that. Yeah, the guy abandoned ship, left his dog at home, and my favorite part was that he just lied. You know, he
is his dog's name, by the way,
Snowflake. Yeah. It's fantastic. But yeah, this guy took off to Cancun for obvious reasons. And not only did he abandon his constituents to die, I mean, like right now, the death toll is less than 100. It's like 50 people showing up. But I am sure once emergency crews get around, that death toll is going to rise steadily.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there's a bunch of old people living by themselves that died in their homes. And nobody knows, because you can't get through on a cell phone or on a landline.
Ted Cruz doesn't give a shit about them. He abandoned them to their fate. And he did this, and then when he comes back, he has this horseshit life. We all saw him in the airport with this 86-pound luggage. Like, yeah, he was just doing it overnight. But clearly he was just going overnight, because his daughters were going to Cancun, and he just wanted to drop them off, right? And then all of a sudden the text messages leak that he was planning this big trip to literally escape the cold.
Yep, the ones from his wife, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those and just leaked today,
his
didn't they?
His wife to the neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he has to come clean. That, oh, it's because I got on the plane. And there's pictures of him checking his Twitter feed on the plane looking distressed. Because, yeah, the word got out. It's like, I don't know how you didn't think this was going to blow up in your face. I really don't.
Because they don't think. That's the problem. And again, I'll say this. This applies to most of the establishment Dems, too. They believe they're invincible. Because the right, all they have to do is drum up enough fear on the right, and they'll get elected again. All they have to do is just drum up fear and double down on crazy. And the right gets elected. The left, all they have to do is point to all the crazy the right's doing and say, you guys don't want that. We're the only ones that can save you. And we keep electing them. It's this endless cycle, and it's not going to stop. And Texas, I'm talking to you especially, until we all decide to take back our country, there needs to be some sort of change. And it's not going to happen if we keep electing Ted Cruz. It's not going to happen if we keep electing, you know, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Lindsey Graham, all of these people are literally just the same brand of toxic bullshit. They don't care about us. They don't care about making any changes that are going to help this country. All they care about is staying in power and fear-mongering on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, truth.
We do have a little bit of good news. Basehead Faye, her husband's on the med. He's doing well. One more shout out to her, because he had COVID, so got the word today that he's doing all right.
I mean, to be fair, that means he's on the meds and the mend. But
yeah,
yes,
true.
Awesome.
Yes. Mr. Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Basehead Faye, good to hear. Super happy to hear that. That's really cool.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely. And then two more quick shout outs I'd like to do. This is a little bit different, but I think that they are warranted. The first one is to a Facebook group that we are a member of, Podcast Nation. This is definitely the best. If you're a podcaster out there that wants to get into it, this is the group you need to belong to. They've been supporting us. They've been helping us out. When we got into that issue with Facebook, they pinned our link, our hyperlink, our link tree to the top of the page so that we could still promote while we were having issues with access. And I've gotten pretty much all the best tips and tricks I've had for producing our podcast, I've gotten from that group. So I just want to give them a shout out. And anybody that's looking for new podcasts beyond ours, it's a good group to find a lot of amateur podcasters that have some good content.
So thanks to Podcast Nation.
Absolutely. Big shout outs. Thank you so much. The other one I want to shout out is another Facebook group. This is, again, not a podcasting group, but a progressive group that we're in. The title of the group is Socialist Democratic Socialists of America. So Socialist, Democratic Socialists of America. And then it's, yeah, terrible name. But it's a...
I just don't like the Democratic Socialists of America.
Okay. But they're a good group. Like, there's a lot... There's socialists, communists, progressives. Pretty much the spectrum of the left is in this small little group. And there have been... It's well moderated. They don't tolerate bullying or trolling or any of that stuff. But they do allow dissenting opinions, which I like.
I do have a question. Is this just simply a Facebook group called that? Or is this actually affiliated with the party, the Democratic Socialists of America?
No, it's just called that.
Then please take back what I said officially, everyone. If it's just called, I personally have beef with the Democratic Socialist of America. I've been to many protests. They're literally a photo op group of posers and cowards. For people on Facebook who are simply a member of this group because it's part of the leftist spectrum and that's just a cool Facebook or leftist, then you're doing great. Awesome. Change your name, though, because you're affiliated with a trash party. But you guys are awesome.
And yeah, but they're a great group. I've been posting in there a lot. I think a lot of our listeners are coming from that group now. And I just want to try and grow the community. If you are a lefty of any kind, or even if you're like a centrist or a right winger, but you are interested in learning about leftist ideas, this is a good group to be in. As long as you're not a troll or a bully or some anti-science nutcase, you will be accepted and people will talk to you. I've had several great interactions on my own. And then full disclosure in the interest, as of, I think, yesterday, I've been made a moderator of the group. I didn't know this was going to happen until yesterday, and it's not the reason I'm promoting it. I want to get more people into this group because it's a great place for lefties to basically exchange ideas and have great discussions.
Fantastic. Cool. Well, again, thank you everyone for being here. I'm really sorry it's a short run this time. Again, life happened and all of our data got corrupted, and that's just what happens. So we'll be back next year. We have corrected the problem. We are no longer using that same service to record. We are using a different service, so this shouldn't be an issue going forward. And thanks for being here. Thanks for talking to us. Thanks for the feedback. Please interact with us online. You've got our links. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, and all that good stuff. And remember, kids, the revolution is you.